Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is time once again for Morning with Jesus. So grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's see what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And as always, we will start out by introducing ourselves. And so now it's time for you to learn all about the magical DC love. Let's see if the computer's working today. Okay, it's taking its own sweet time. Hang in there, DC. You know it's going to happen eventually. Okay, so maybe I should introduce myself first, since we're having to wait for the computer to decide to let DC on the call. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, an author, and a speaker. And I help people to find themselves in a way. I help them to realize who they've decided that they are, because it's our thoughts that create our lives, and how to change those thoughts to be in alignment with who they actually choose to be. Because none of us are victims. We all have our choices. And so it's about letting go of what you used to believe and incorporating into your life what you choose to believe. And that's the big difference. It's the matter of choice. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that, and there are Learn More buttons under our pictures. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways you can connect with her. And my Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website, because I've posted lots of things that I've learned over the years. And you may just find what you're looking for. All right, let's see if it works if I push the button on this screen.
Hello, Barbara, can you hear me?
Yay, I can hear you.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I just want to say happy birthday to my son, Jeff. So today is his birthday. Special day. Yeah, it's really cool. And I have to tell you, I've been connecting with Joan Rivers yesterday, last night, today. It's just crazy. So she wanted me to dedicate my portion of the show to her today, and I said, okay, Joan. Okay, Joan, this my portion of the show is dedicated to you. But I want to tell everyone a little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the ascended masters, the angels. And Joan Rivers, you know, wanted me to add, and don't forget, you know, Joan Rivers, I said, okay, Joan, finally, and the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. And when Joan and I first connected, I did not realize that it was a divine connection. At that time, she had threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But she left this door open. Others have walked through it, and it's given me access to the most ironic and yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And as well, it's given me the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. And these people are all around the world. I mean, the world is just getting smaller and smaller because I'm connecting with more and more of these beautiful people. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my background was law enforcement, and I've now hung up my 357, and Joan says she's hung it up, people, but it's still there, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. It's in the background, but it's hanging there, Joan, but now I just use love. And I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
And with well, that thank being, you, DC.
I just have so much energy because Barbara and I were chatting a little bit on Facebook yesterday, and she said to me, DC, do something fun. Well, you know what, Barbara, the next thing I know, there was Joan and Ginger. And when they're together, first, what am I going to do? I am going to have fun, right?
Yeah.
So one of her famous quotes is, you know, if life gives you lemons, you should make lemonade and try to find somebody whose life has given them vodka and have a party. Well, of course, I couldn't find anybody whose life has given them vodka, so I had to settle for a twist of tea. So I was hanging out with Joan and Jim. It was a cool night. But I want to start off, and I want to help everyone to connect with our truth now. Please get comfortable. Sit quietly where you are. Just move around a little bit till you sit and you really get comfortable. Please close your eyes. Just relax. Slowly begin to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth very deeply, slowly and deeply. Breathe in and out. And the out breath now, breathe out all negativity that you are feeling. And on the in-breath, breathe in positivity. Notice how calm you're becoming. Your body is aligning with love. You are now centered and connected to your higher self and to the divine. You are one with all that is. There is no separation. Continue now to breathe. And notice how your heart is filling with love and joy. You are connected to the one heart frequency. Your vibration reaches to heaven, as well as to Mother Earth, as above, so below. As you breathe, all of life is once again infused and restored with the love and light that you send. You are now connected to the universal mind. You focus your awareness on how you can make the world a better place. You send love and light to the universe. Your energy begins to expand as peace and harmony surround you. This powerful energy surrounds all of mankind and brings total awareness as well as letting go of any limitations. Breathe in love and gratitude. You align now with this omnipresent energy, and you have an inner knowing that you are and you will always remain connected. If you have any questions about your journey during this lifetime, now is the time to address them. Visualize yourself on a beautiful, magnificent mountain. And as you look around, you notice you're surrounded by all the ascended masters. As you stand with your feet firmly planted on Mother Earth, you feel your vibration to begin to rise. You're in a higher state now. You notice the ascended masters approaching. A few that you see immediately are Jesus. He's sitting nearby waiting to connect with you. Behind him, you notice Saint Germain and Mother Mary too. You look around again and you see Archangel Metatron accompanied by Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Merlin, Melchizedek, Kuan Yin, Archangel Gabriel, and you notice many, many, many more are coming forward. You see Lady Nada, King Solomon, Katumi, Moses, Archangels Michael and Raphael. Please don't become overwhelmed. Just breathe in their positive energy. The right ascendant master will step forward as you focus on your questions. You resonate with the unconditional love that surrounds you. It is beaming from every direction. You now find a comfortable place to sit down. There are soft cushions placed on the ground for your comfort. One of the ascendant masters walks over just for you. You greet them with a loving smile and you thank them for joining you. Allow yourself to open to the information you will receive. And please don't worry about how it will be received, because you will receive the right message when you need to hear it. Even if you don't realize it, you are receiving what you need to know. Just be open now to receiving. You may see images or hear words or just feel certain things or maybe even be given a few symbols. But just know that your message will be the perfect one for you and you will receive it in the divine right timing. You can sit for a couple moments, soak in this beautiful energy, and then when you are done, you thank the Ascendant Master that you connected with. You begin to breathe again. Breathe in slowly, in through the nose, and then out through the mouth. Do it another time. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes and just move your arms, legs, or whatever that you need to come back into the here and the now. Okay. So with that being said, I have a message. Love yourself as you are. allow unconditional love to flow, when we celebrate and we love ourselves unconditionally, we are able to understand and embrace everyone and everything around us, maintain an attitude of gratitude, and simply embrace what was, enjoy what is, and imagine what will be. We fully flourish and thrive and feel amazingly alive with love. Each of us has within us a divine spark of love that has the ability to ignite our potential. We each bring a unique element to the universe. Life becomes radiantly more beautiful when we look at life through the eyes of love. Share your love now with the world and watch how it expands into the universe. Remain in a place of love and be open to miracles that happen all around you. The world can never have enough unconditional love, so why not share some today? Even the most unloving people respond to the essence of love. Become fully present and let your love shine. When you consciously choose to love, you infuse the flame of love within others. The greatest gift that you can ever give is the gift of love. When we remain in a state of love, life is so much more vibrant. Reflect now on your loving relationship with God and experience His love for you. God loves each of us, and it flows into every area of our lives. Open your heart to experience His unconditional love. Choose to love yourself the way that God loves you. Every relationship that we have within our life is affected by love. God loves us just the way we are. Allow His love to fill your heart and to flow into your life. The more that we love Him, the more we are able to love others. He is with us in every moment. A relationship with God is the best relationship we can have. It involves our heart, our mind, and our soul. Why not have a heart-to-heart conversation with Him today? He wants to have a personal relationship with you. He wants to spend time with you, and He wants to communicate with you. Invite Him in your life and see how your life begins to have more meaning and purpose. He longs to touch our hearts, grow closer to Him, and get to know Him. Not just about Him, learn His purpose for you and have the abundant life that He promised. You will find more joy in your life when you trust and you follow Him. And with that being said, Joan Rivers wants me to share a little bit about her, of course. She said, after all, this show is dedicated to me. Okay. And one of the quotes that she made me put up this morning, people who think they know everything are a great annoyance to those of us who do. And that was from Joan. And with that being said, today, September the 7th in 2014, I had woken up and it was like 7 a.m., a little after 7, and it was really a bad night. I felt the loss Melissa and Joan were feeling, and I felt that they both cried out not all night long, but I too, I'm a strong empath. I was like feeling like I was crying all night in my sleep, and I felt like I didn't even sleep the whole night. I woke up completely exhausted, and the next thing I heard is, DC, are you there? You know, you're all right. I like you, and I like Eileen. And then one room away is a little bathroom that we heard have, and I heard a buzzing, and it was coming from the drawer, and I opened up the drawer under the bathroom sink, and it was an electric shaver, of course, that Joan had turned on, and I turned it off, and then I went to walk out of the bathroom, and I felt like I slammed into a wall, and it was Joan. I couldn't see her, but I walked into her and almost fell over, and I told her, you know, you're not allowed in here. This is a private room. So then I went downstairs to make my husband some breakfast, and I could hear I could go for some lox and bagels. And, of course, I don't have any lox and bagels. So I was supposed to have a class that day. I had to cancel class because, of course, Joan had me up all night. I went for a drive with my husband, and on the radio I heard, this diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. I noticed a billboard, and it had beautiful butterflies on it, and then I heard, I'm at peace. I saw another billboard, and it had the words car angel, and I felt like she was saying, my angel is in this vehicle, and I heard her say, things will never be the same. We can travel to eternity. I looked up in the sky, and directly above our vehicle was an airplane, and I could actually see the landing gear. I then heard, I'm in the air tonight. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. She then directed the next message to Melissa, I will always be inside you. I love you with all my heart. You will survive. Someone is coming to love you. All that remains of my physical body are my spiritual ashes. I then heard, I'm traveling at the speed of light. Everything seems so heightened. Joan spoke to Melissa again. She said to her, it's you that I'm thinking about, and it's your time to shine. And she said, you know, welcome to your place in the sun. And then on a funnier note, I heard once again, we turned the station on the radio, and I heard the bitches back on the radio. I started to laugh. I stopped in the store to pick up a few things, and the girl in front of me in the checkout line had a leather belt, and of course the word bitch was all over the belt. So I said, okay, Joan, I know it's you. And that's when she said to me, DC, you've got to change, you know, when you're, you know, telling about yourself, your bio, you've got to tell everyone, you know, that you hear from the angels, the ascended masters, and of course Joan Rivers. So it did take a while for me to actually incorporate her into my bio, but of course she's into my bio and she's into my life, and I really feel blessed by, you know, having her with me. And of course she's connected many times with the both of us here on the show, and literally taken things that Barbara said and, you know, tried to use them. When Barbara, you know, was speaking of Jesus a few times, you know, she would speak about him and walking on water, and Joan came back and said she'd been trying this for quite a while, and she ruined probably almost all of her beautiful dress shoes. And she's saying, you know, Joan was saying to Barbara, it's not as easy as you think, this walking on water kind of thing. So it's really been a crazy relationship that I've had with Joan, and Joan has been around all of us. And I just want to say, Joan, we love you, and I do dedicate my portion of the show to you, Joan. And that's what I have for today, Barbara. Those are my messages for myself and, of course, Joan.
Oh,
but she did
wonderful.
Say, she had one beautiful quote that she wanted me to share. Never believe that a few caring people can't change the world. And I really, truly believe that.
Yeah, that is wonderful.
That a few caring people, yes, she can change the world. So she stopped by because you told me to have fun last night. So she came right over.
Well, I'm glad you had fun then.
Okay, thank you, Barbara.
Let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. And here we go. My beloved, fun is important. It's not just DC that should have fun. Every one of you should have fun every day. And we're not saying that your life needs to be one laugh after another, but there does need to be some laughter, some joy in every day that you live. And yes, if you can figure out how to do it 24 hours a day, then by all means, go for it. This is your life. These are your choices. This is what you are creating. Why not make it the very best that it can be? And the very best that it can be is joyful. People underestimate joy. They underestimate the power of joy. They underestimate the simplicity of joy. Joy is not complicated. You don't have to complete everything before you can feel joy. You can feel joy in any moment, and it doesn't matter what you're doing. You can be doing the most mundane thing in your life and be filled with joy. So why not allow yourself to experience joy? We'd like for you to do it right now. We'd like each of you to just relax. And if it's safe, close your eyes. Take several nice deep breaths. And we are having Archangel Michael come with his giant champagne glass filled with joyous bubbles. And he is now pouring these joyous bubbles into you, each of you, through your crown chakra. He's filling you with these joyous bubbles. And you may find yourself wanting to giggle. And that's fine. Giggle away. This is your joy. Express it. Let yourself feel this wonderful feeling that's coming over you, that's bubbling up inside of you. Let the giggles out. Allow yourself to really, truly enjoy this moment. And you'll find that this joy erases all of those worries and concerns and doubts and fears, because the joy is stronger than any of those. Joy changes your life. You cannot be in joy and in sorrow. It's impossible. So when you choose joy, you are letting go of all of those other emotions that drag you down. You deserve joy. You truly do. So allow yourself to feel the joy that is moving through you now. And you'll notice this joy is not there because of any particular reason. All right, Michael did have the champagne glass, but the joy is there simply because you are choosing to feel it. That's it. Isn't that simple? And you can do that in any moment. Your emotions do not control you. They do not run your life. You are the one that gets to choose what you feel. And so in any moment, you can choose to feel joy. Let your life have some fun in it. Let your heart be filled with joy. Okay. That's what he wanted to share. There were a couple of times there when I had to suppress the giggle so he could talk.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, we have come to the part of the show where if you have called in and you press the number 1, we will choose you to find out if you have any questions. And this is also the time where if you are logged into the chat room, you can usually type a question. But since this computer refuses to show me the chat room, that's not going to work. So if you have a question and you're in the chat room, please call in. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Okay, we are going to the caller from area code 551.
Hi, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great.
Doing great.
Hi, I was just calling because, once again, I called last week, and I'm just calling just to get messages because I'm trying to get, like, direction. I'm not sure if where I'm moving to or if I'm even staying where I'm at. And I want to know if you pick up if I'm supposed to – I have an interview, well, second interview today, but it's not, you know, my salary requirements because it's not, like, what I would it's not enough. Based upon what I was making, but I wanted to know if you saw me moving to Atlanta or staying here in the metro city area up north.
Okay, T, let's see what DC is giving.
Yeah, T, you know what? You have free will, and if you want to move to Atlanta, it can work. Okay, because I see this beautiful star, and it's shining over you, hon, okay? And the sooner that you realize you do something that you love, the money's going to come to you. And I know that I had spoken that same message to you before, okay?
Uh-huh.
But really set your expectations really high for what you want to do. But not really too high, but, you know, high. And you know what? There are people that are watching you, and they appreciate all that you do, and you're going to see rewards, okay? There's going to be surprise bonuses for a job well done, and you've got this really amazing, strong spiritual connection, hon, okay?
Like, I'm like, today, I'm
you know,
not
really,
sure.
Where do you want to be? Because
really,
when you said Atlanta, the angel said, yeah, that can work. You just have to, you know, you have to put it out there via the law of attraction, because
what
the universe is receiving whatever you're thinking and choosing to think about, okay?
Okay. I mean, as far as this job right here, it sounds good, but the money isn't quite there. And
Okay.
But,
well, I'm getting that you're going to have rewards. The money is going to be there for you. You know, there
mm-hmm.
is going to be money. People are watching you. So you've got to decide, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're attracting, like a magnet, wonderful things into your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting you may actually receive an unexpected job offer or an opportunity, hon, okay?
Okay.
So you've just got
okay.
But you do have free will. Like, we can't tell you, you know, where you want to go. Because
no, I was just thinking, what do you get, like, the best vibration? Because I know that sometimes, you don't want to move
quickly. Right. I'm getting that you're there's a lot of distraction around you, okay? And you're not able to connect with the flow of abundance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I say the word distraction, what immediately comes to mind for you? Think about that, and you've got to start, you know, refocusing, because your attention is sort of like it's here, it's there, and it's everywhere, and you're not really able to put the time needed into your priorities, okay? You've got to look
mm-hmm.
at whatever it is just that is distracting you right now, and you've got to get rid of it, okay? The angels are with you, and they want to help to stay on your path, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're saying there's worries around you. There may be a little bit of drama around you. Whatever the distraction is, you know, or the fear, you've got to face it. You might even, there might be, even like within you, a little fear of success that you're not even knowing, okay? But this is the time
okay.
to just, you know, hey, you know, that's ego trying to keep me small. And you're going to, you know, realize that, and you're going to go forward, and you're going to maintain, you know, that beautiful mindset. And it's going to be in a mindset that attracts abundance.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So right now, feel that abundance as if it's already here, because it is yours. See it, feel it, think it, speak it, okay?
Okay.
The angels are saying they've heard everything that you've been praying about. You know, your prayers have been heard. They are being answered. They are helping to elevate your thought process so that you really believe that you are a powerful manifester and you are going to manifest all the abundance that you're wanting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So change your relationship, you know, with money and the way you think about money. Money is only, you know, another word for energy. It's another word for love, okay? And just speak positively about what you're wanting, and you're going to see that you do have the assistance of the angels. They are all around you to help you with that. Okay? And let yourself shine. Okay? Because I feel like you're holding back a little bit. And mm-hmm. you do deserve the abundance that you're wanting, okay? You truly do deserve it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So just feel, be open to receiving. And the
okay.
abundance that you want is coming to you, okay? You've got to really, like, sort of like exercise that beautiful, beautiful ability to manifest.
Okay?
So the angels of abundance are with you, and they're saying even get out, like, into nature a little bit, walk around a little bit, get a little bit more physical exercise, and that's going to help you to really manifest. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, at times if you're sitting out or whatever, just sit and do a little bit of meditation to connect with the angels. But the more that you can just, you know, like, have a little bit more activity, connect with Mother Earth, you're going to see how, you know, it's going to help you in a really big way, okay? And I'm getting rewards are coming to you, hon. You've got to believe that you truly deserve all that you're wanting, okay? Mother Mary is with you, and she wants you to open your heart now and allow yourself to feel all that's within your heart. All the emotions, especially all the forms of love. And she's saying, T, please spend less time thinking and analyzing and a little bit more time just feeling and experiencing. So she's saying this happens when you open your heart more. And she realizes that you have some fears when I say open your heart, that you've been emotionally hurt, and she's there to guide and support you and let you know it's okay to open your heart, okay? And sometimes when we open our heart, you know, we may risk being hurt, but she's going to be there with you, okay? She's saying it's okay to be a little bit more vulnerable, a little bit more real. And, T, it's time to allow others to get to know the true you, okay? Archangel Michael is present as well to shield and protect you so that you can be the beautiful person that you're meant to be, T. You're watched over by heaven, Okay, and I see your loved ones around you as well. So there's nothing to be worried about. You are so protected, and Mother Mary is holding you in her heavenly embrace, and she's helping you to let go of the stress, to do it in healthful ways. And any kind of messages that you receive, they could come through feelings or thoughts. Just listen to those divine messages and act upon them to you when you receive them, okay? And this is going to help you on your path. But you've really got to, you know, connect with that beautiful little T that's inside you. She's saying, you haven't played with me in such a long time, okay? Within each of us adults is that little beautiful inner child, and yours is saying, you've been ignoring me for some time. When's the last time we had fun together, okay? So this is a message that you've got to get outside, you've got to have a little fun, because that little inner child is stamping her feet, and she's saying, come on, I mean it, I want to play now. Okay, so when you connect with your inner child, you're going to see how everything else falls into place, T. When is the last time that you really connected with your inner child?
I'm still trying to
That's been
search
a long-
what I like. Yeah, I'm still trying to research things that I like again because it's been so much work.
Okay, but you know what? Not researching what you like. What about things that you did as a child, hon? Do you remember the fun that you had as a child? I remember going out and playing with all the kids in my neighborhood. We would play baseball. We'd play kick the can. We'd jump rope. I mean, we would do, like, so many different neat things all together. We'd ride our bikes together. I mean, it was just so amazing because it was just like all the neighborhood kids, and we'd have fun. I mean, it was just, like, so, so much fun. We'd swim. You know, we'd just, like, do everything together. And, you know, and that makes, like, do you think about, like, the things, like, you did as a child and think, oh, my gosh, that was so much fun. Think about something that you did as a child and just, you know, we played hopscotch. We had colored chalk and we drew pictures, like, out on the sidewalks and everything, you know. So think about what you did as a child and connect with that beautiful inner child within. We'd catch lightning bugs, you know what I'm saying, when it got dark and we put them in a glass jar and we'd see them light up. Like, all those beautiful things that, you know, you did as a child. Little T inside wants to help you, okay? So she's saying, please connect with me. And when you connect with that beautiful inner child, that's when you're going to see that that's going to help you as well. We have Archangel Michael coming forward, and he's sending you unexpected blessings, T. He's going to give you a gift from heaven, okay? He's saying, T, extend your hand, and he's handing you this beautiful energetic key, and it's a sacred key, and it's going to give you expected blessings, T, from heaven. Okay? And he's saying, T, it's a powerful blessing, and it announces the arrival of an unexpected gift just for you from heaven. And this is going to arrive in the perfect time, and it's going to be the perfect surprise. And he's saying gratitude is going to fill your heart as you're just saying, wow, look at this. It has the miraculous ability of the universe to answer my prayers. And you know that the universe is always plentiful and abundant. And this gift is going to come for you because you planted a manifestation in the past. And it could come as a windfall of money, tea. It could come as a new job. It could come as a new home. It could come if you're wanting a soulmate. Whatever it is, the gift is going to magically bring a dream of yours to come true, okay? And this key that Archangel Michael is handing you is referred to as manna from heaven. And he's saying, T, take this key with love and gratitude. Close it next to your heart, loved one, and know that its gift is delivered, and so it is. Accept, you know, this beautiful love and gift, and know that you are worthy to receive it on all levels. And know that, you know, you are worthy to receive all good things, and just open your arms to receiving, okay? So eagerly await the arrival of your surprise, God and the angels, hon, because it's going to be a beautiful gift, and it's going to be just for you, hon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I'm actually about to go in here now and see what they're talking about as far as this.
Okay, well, you got to wait a second. I've got to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, T.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to, Jesus is going to come in and he's going to be saying some things and he's going to want you to repeat them. And he's going to want you to repeat them out loud. Are you in a place where you can do that?
I can repeat it. I'm just walking to the place right now. But I can repeat them as I walk there.
Okay. All right, here he is. My beloved, we want you to open up to love. We want you to open up to loving you. And so we are surrounding you with a host of angels who are going to help you as we say these phrases. They're going to help you incorporate this into your body, into your life, into all that you are, so that you can start to live this love. So we ask that you simply repeat after us. Queen, I love you.
I love you.
No, you must say your name first.
Oh, I'm sorry. T, I love you.
T, you are wonderful.
T, you are wonderful.
You are an amazing woman.
You are an amazing woman.
You are good enough.
You are good enough.
You are so good.
You are so good.
You deserve joy.
You deserve joy.
You deserve prosperity.
You deserve prosperity.
You deserve to have all of your dreams come true.
You deserve to have all of your dreams come true.
You have so much wisdom.
You have so much wisdom.
You always make good decisions.
You always make good decisions.
You know where you want to be.
You know where you want to be.
And you know you are guided to what is best.
And you know you are guided to, I'm sorry, I didn't
what is
hear the
best.
Word. To what is best.
Best. Your life is moving forward, best way possible.
In the best way possible.
And you are creating it.
And you are creating.
Creating it.
Creating. I'm sorry, I missed the last part.
It. I-T.
I-T. Oh, creating it.
Because you are powerful.
Because you are powerful.
T, you are wonderful.
T, you are wonderful.
All things are possible for you.
All things are possible.
You are loved.
You are loved.
T, I love you.
T, I love you.
And your heart is open.
And your heart is open.
And we want you to just take a nice deep breath and allow yourself to accept all of the things that you said, because they were all true. And we want you to spend a few moments every day saying wonderful things to yourself, calling yourself by name, telling yourself that you love you, telling yourself how wonderful you are and how you deserve to have whatever you desire. This is bringing you back into your power. This is you accepting that you are the one who is creating your life. And this is you accepting that you know what you are doing, because you do. When you follow your heart, you will always make the best choices. Where you choose to live is up to you. We really want you to look at the places that you are considering, to really feel what feels right to you. You have the ability to make the right choice in every moment. This is not something you need to think about or you need to analyze and you need to come up with all of these logical reasons. This is about trusting in your heart, in your higher
yes.
self, in your ability to make the choice.
It should be back there.
We hope that this helps. If not, you feel free to ask us any other questions that you have. We are here for you. We will always answer.
Thank you.
Okay, G, that's what he wanted to share. I hope
Thank
it helped.
You so much. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much. I just have to run in here real quick, but I really appreciate everything you and DC are doing.
We love you, T. You have a blessed day, sweetheart.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I may actually be able to see the chat room. I can. Wait, it's still loading.
I just posted on Facebook, Barbara. I posted on Facebook, Jesus wants to talk to you, and I gave our number, and I said he's available right now. So
okay,
if anyone
I
wants to
see the chat room, yeah.
Ready. Yay.
You know, I never know exactly how the computer is going to behave. It's interesting because my computer, when I'm doing anything else, it generally does exactly what I ask it to do when I ask it to do it. It's only when I get on these shows with you.
No, but I think because we have Joan Rivers is hanging out, her and Ginger in the background, they're probably playing with stuff too. So we're just going to go with the flow, Barbara. It's okay. It's all right. It's all good.
Oh, it's just so funny to me. Okay, well, we don't have any callers with their hands up, and the chat room only has me. Everybody took my advice and got out of there, I guess.
My goodness. Oh, goodness.
So,
well, it's a beautiful day. I think we're just probably doing our job even better than we expected, maybe, you know?
Yes,
my goodness.
We are.
Doing a great job, and I'm just happy for that, and I'm so blessed that we had this opportunity to connect with everyone, you know, on Tuesday and Thursday, and it's amazing. I mean, when we get together and we share our messages, I just feel so vibrant and energized, and I get that daily dose of vitamin G.
Exactly. And I am being guided to remind people that when you do the work, if you have a healing or whatever, that it doesn't hurt for you to repeat it daily for like a week or so, because every time that you are doing the healing, you are bringing up whatever has come up to be released so that you can let that go. And during the course of the day, more stuff might come up. So if you do it every day, then you're clearing out more and more and more and more of that issue. It's not a matter of just doing it once and suddenly your whole life changes, although that does happen on occasion. But it's a matter of allowing yourself to accept the new you by practicing being the new you. So don't just think that, you know, you got one little healing from Jesus and now your life is wonderful, although it is wonderful. There's still more layers of you that need to clear whatever the issue is. I do healing
Definitely.
Work on myself every single day. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm doing it even while I was sleeping. So it's important for people to realize it's not just a one time and there it's done. It's not instant. I like oatmeal. It's what I'm hearing.
And Ginger wants to tell everybody today to lighten up. Like she said, seriously, guys, lighten up and experience, you know, the love and the joy and the laughter and, you know, connect with your inner child. And when you take
Definitely.
That time to, you know, to laugh and to play and to do things like that, you know, meditate, dance, whatever it is, you're going to notice that you can get your divine messages much more easily. So you've got to find a way to bring that joy back into your life, you know, with laughter and play, and, you know, and just take big doses of it. You know, she's saying she's writing out a prescription for everybody to have, you know, big doses of fun. She's saying, you know, when you stop taking life so seriously, you're going to find that you're going to have more time to enjoy life, Barbara. And life is not
Definitely.
Supposed to be meant to be all work and no play, you know. Everybody needs to relax and to lighten up, she's saying. So take some time today, connect with your inner child, and you're going to find how the rest of the day is going to go so much better.
Yeah.
It really is. And I want to say, Barbara, now you were saying, you know, like we do mornings with Jesus, but you also offer a class, Healing with Jesus, and one just ended, and you're starting another one. And I was blessed with, you know, the opportunity to connect and, you know, be in that beautiful class, the Healing with Jesus, and it was just magnificent. Oh, my goodness. I can't tell everyone how wonderful it is. And the way I feel like right now, like when we're done with our messages, I felt like that even like with your classes. They were so beautiful. Anything that we, you know, had that came up, Jesus connected with us, and we got our personal message. And it really, really helped to, you know, make things a little bit more clear and to clear up any issues that we were having. So when are you again going to have another class with Jesus, Healing with Jesus?
The next course of four classes starts next Tuesday.
Okay.
At 1 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Mountain. No, 12 o'clock Mountain. Anyway,
awesome.
You can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Healing with Jesus.
Yes, and you're also offering another course that I understand that you're going to be having as well, an automatic writing class?
Yes, that one should be fun. And we will do work on clearing our doubts and fears about connecting with the divine or God or whatever name you want to give it. And then we will spend an hour asking questions and allowing ourselves to start receiving the answers, and we'll write them out and we'll share them, and we'll get to see how each of us is unique, but the message, the underlying message for everyone is usually all about love, because love is always the answer. So that's an opportunity that's starting next Monday. The class starts at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
That
sounds amazing. And I offer as well, I want to tell everyone, I'm still offering to our beautiful listeners an opportunity to connect with Mother Mary. And I connected recently with a beautiful woman, and I, you know, told her of my experience in 2008. I connected with Mother Mary. We stood inches apart. She looked into my eyes, but I knew she was looking into my soul. And then after that happened, people would say, oh, my gosh, you've got my mother's eyes. Well, it took me a while to realize that they were, you know, seeing Mother Mary through my eyes. But with that, what I offer now is people can send me a picture of their eyes, and I look at your picture, but Mother Mary comes in, and she gives you the guidance that you need to know. Because from what I understand, you know, sometimes we don't even know what guidance we need at times, but Mother Mary does. And she picks up on things that we're not even, you know, aware of. And I've given this, you know, this Mother Mary eyes ring probably about 25 times, I think, and every one of the people that received it were astonished and amazed how beautiful, like, the messages were, and it was guidance they were needing at the time. So, you know, if you're not aware of exactly, you know, what to ask, what you're needing, why not, you know, go to Barbara's site, divinelyguidedhealing.com?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And if you make a donation, because you are one of our, you know, followers and listeners, I will gladly gift you with a Mother Mary's eye reading. And like I said, everyone that had it found that it was beneficial. And Barbara received hers, and you thought it was beneficial, right, Barbara?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely changed my life.
And the information that you received, were you aware, you know, before you received the reading of the, you know, of the things that were said, were you, like, aware of the information that was presented to you?
No, some of it was things I'd never thought about. Some of it was just encouragement for me to continue on my path kind of stuff. So it's not just telling you what's wrong. It's also telling you that you're wonderful and you deserve, and the angels are working with you. And it's really a very, is a very well-rounded kind of reading. It's not just, this is what you need to fix. It's also...
Yes, and you had a few of them from what I understand. You've gotten two so far.
Yes, I've had two so far, and each one was completely different. And each one was completely wonderful.
Because you were at a different part of your life. There, and that's the thing. Like, if you have a Mother Mary's Eye reading and you've enjoyed it, by all means, if you feel like you'd like another one, there's going to be information that's going to be different from the first, you know? So it's all good. I mean, it's just so beautiful. But I think they can actually go hand in hand, Barbara, with your healing and then a Mother Mary's Eye reading. It just brings more in-depth information. It adds to
exactly.
it, you know?
Yeah, it does.
And Ginger Saint, it's sort of like gravy on the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
She said mashed potatoes are delicious, but you put a little gravy on top and they're even better. So, I mean, it's just amazing. So if you feel guided to any of these classes, please take advantage because they're so worth it. I mean, the healing class that I was able to attend, oh, my goodness. I mean, each session was more amazing than the last. And I just, you know, I was completely amazed as well. And Barbara and I, we do this work, but we too are here on the earth, and it's a learning experience for us as well. So we, like you, we're learning our lessons, and, you know, we're trying to do a little bit, I think, better each day, Barbara, than we did the day before.
Yes, I think so, and I think we're doing it. Okay, we have a caller.
Yay!
Okay, area code 251. Keep the computer will let you in. Yay!
Thank you so much. How are you guys today?
We're doing great. How about you?
I am doing good. Thank you.
Can we have your name?
Yeah, it's Christy Lee.
Beautiful. Beautiful name.
And what can we do for you, Christy?
Yes, I am just looking for a little bit of clarity on an experience that I'm going through right now. I have opportunities that just opened up, and I'm kind of sensing that it's time for me to jump to one from one that I was currently at, feeling like it's not in the highest of alignment. But it had some parts in it that I really, really, really love, and it's kind of making me want to hang on. But I think my higher self is really guiding me just to jump. Like, just jump, just do it, and don't look back. Can you give me any insight on that or clarification?
Christy, I see angels jumping up and down and saying yes. They agree with you. Just jump. Stay optimistic, you know, and expect nothing but good to come your way.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are saying, "Honey, it's really your time to shine. You know, so don't be afraid. Just, you know, go with it." And I'm getting you're going to have fulfillment of your biggest wishes, okay? And it's time to really look towards a new chapter of your life, and really see it in a beautiful new way, and start giving thanks now for the abundance that you know that is already yours, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, I mean, I see just beautiful, you know, beautiful things coming to you, hon, okay? And just, you've got to visualize what you want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And every day, affirm, today is one of the best days of my life. And my dog, Ginger's coming forward. She transitioned last July. She's saying, "Christy, girlfriend, fake it until you make it," okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, "Stay centered, girlfriend, and focus on what you really want. And don't let," she said, "any kind of people or anything around you, don't let it affect you. You know, just stay true to who you are." And she said, "Everything is good is coming your way, hon." Okay? And with that being said, I just see everything going into, like, high speed for you. Okay? Everything is going to happen really, really fast, Christy. And if you just go with the flow and stuff, you're going to be unstoppable.
Yeah.
Okay, it's
going to
be
true. Wow.
I feel like you had sort of like a little rough patch there, you know? And we're going to embrace the change that's ahead of you, and just know that everything is going to get better for you, and you're going to have beautiful new beginnings. So if there's anything to fear or anything, we have Archangel Michael. He's with you, and he's our angel of strength and protection. And he's saying, "Christy, call upon me, and I will help to give you the courage and strength that you need that may be important and necessary to, you know, really, you know, be able to step forward and make these life changes." And he's going to help you to focus your logical mind and really to, you know, to bring your talents forward, you know. And we have Archangel Jophiel, and she's showing me a star in the sky and has your name on it, hon. Okay, so she wants you to just feel, you know, everything that, like, that everything you want and envisioned, it is yours, okay? And she's saying you're really intuitive. Trust what you're getting intuitively, Christy. Okay, and I see prosperity coming to you. And as we know, Archangel Jophiel, she's our angel of optimism, okay? And she's going to help you to stay optimistic about your beautiful future and to really celebrate the milestones that you've been making. So you truly deserve, you know, this beautiful new life that's coming your way. You truly deserve it, okay? And she's saying to you, Christy, you know, just do not worry. Instead of worrying, always pray, okay? Because we know that prayer is very powerful. Okay, and when we pray, we can connect, you know, directly to Jesus, to our angels, and they're just, you know, they're just listening to our desires, and they're going to help us. And I'm seeing that the doors of divine abundance are opening presently just for you. And just remember, there's no such thing as like an unanswered prayer. Sometimes, you know, our prayers take a little bit longer, and they're answered in ways that we didn't expect, but our prayers are always answered. Okay, and I see Jesus, and he's holding your situation in his hands, and he knows exactly what you need, and he knows, you know, the divine right timing that it will be presented to you. And just keep continuing to talk to Jesus, talk to Mother Mary, talk to the angels about everything that you are needing, anything that is, you know, weighing heavily upon your heart, anything that you've been worrying about, and allow Jesus, Mother Mary, and the angels to really take care of all your earthly needs, because they're there and they want to help you, honey. And all you have to do is ask. You know, and asking could be as simply, you know, just the way you're talking to us, you can talk to them, okay? And they're going to help to co-create the answers to your prayers. But I'm getting, you know, divine intervention is with you right now, and you have this divine team that wants you to achieve all that you want in your life, okay? And you've come here to the earth at this time because you have such an important mission on this planet, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you are so needed. So there's no need to worry about anything. Just keep, like I said, anytime that you have a worry or anything, turn it into a prayer. Talk to the divine and just know that your prayers are always going to be answered, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that helps you. No, I just know that
everything
that you're wanting is
coming
your way. And Jesus wants you to just, you know what, enjoy yourself. Do what you really want to do. Whatever it is he's saying that you love to do, Christy, do it. Please, Christy, do nothing else. You know, life is here. You're meant to live your life and spend the time doing what you love, you know?
Yeah.
And he's saying, you know, don't waste a moment, you know, trying to do something to make a living. You know, he wants you to do, you know, to really live for the moment and make a life for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So please, just know that every circumstance that we go through, there is a gift, okay? And if we look, you know, like deeply into the circumstance, we're going to find, you know, there's a big treasure hidden there, okay?
Yes.
So please live your life, and you're going to connect with all your dreams, hon, okay? And Jesus is with you, and like I said, he's available to help you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just call on him and whomever of the divine that you want to connect with, you know? And just know that you're... life is always a result of your thoughts, okay? So create the life of your dreams.
Thank you.
You know,
I feel like I'm really flowing in the life of my dreams. I jumped from my job like 4 years ago, and
okay.
I hit a point like sustaining, and I really don't have to push or pull for anything to happen for me. It just kind of lands in my lap, and I get to discern. But it's just kind of, I hit a little intersection, and I knew I even had another possibility open up, like bigger than the one I was currently in, and I said yes to it. I didn't know if I was supposed to hold on to both for a minute, but I was really feeling I needed just to jump.
Yes, and you know what? When you're inspiring others as well, your success inspires others, especially, you know, because you're so happy at what you do, and, you know, just open your arms by receiving more and more. You know, life is going to be as good as you can stand it. How good can you stand it, Christy? That's what you're going to get, you know?
Right. I always say, how can it get better than this? Show me.
Sure can, you know, and it will.
Yes.
God bless you. Well, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and to Jesus, and thank you for calling us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, Christy, here's the message that Jesus wants to share with you. My beloved one, we want you to recognize your power, to recognize who you are being in every moment. And to do this, we want you to spend time every day just being by yourself. Well, no, you can invite your team to be with you, all of the divine beings and the loved ones who, frankly, love you and want to be with you. Call them all together and stand in front of them and say, Christy, I love you. Christy, you are wonderful. You are amazing. Christy, you deserve this opportunity. Christy, you are successful. Christy, you are good enough. Christy, this is your life, and you are creating it, and you are doing a wonderful job. Find yourself saying all of these wonderful things about you, because they are all true. Say them out loud. Make sure you put your name in there so you know you are talking about yourself. Hear the words that you are saying. And anytime you start feeling any worries or doubts, start talking to yourself again. Start telling yourself the truth of how wonderful you are and how you deserve these opportunities, how you deserve to have an amazing life. It's time for you to start speaking the truth so that you are living the truth. So that you are no longer stuck in those thoughts about worry and doubts and fears. You can let all of that go. You can experience so much more than you've ever imagined just by letting yourself know that you love you. So we invite you to start changing your life and to start accepting the truth of who you are. We see that this is an amazing opportunity for you. It has more to it than you know at this time. Everything is a stepping stone on your path. And it's time for you to start taking those steps, doing what feels right in your heart, and creating the amazing life that you came here to live. We are with you. You're not doing this alone. You have our love. You have our support. You have our guidance. Make sure you have your love as well. It's time for you to move forward with your life. You can do this. And we love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Get out there and do this. It feels really, really good. So,
thank you.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yes, I will. I got a little test run over the weekend, so I think it will be a really fun thing. I'm excited. Thank you so much for the confirmation and all the great words that you spoke over my life. I accept it and appreciate you all.
Oh, you are welcome, sweetheart. And don't forget to do something fun.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Blessed be.
Okay. And our last caller is from area code 646.
Hi,
hi.
Barbara. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just checking in to see if I have any messages for my guides.
Okay. And what's your name?
It's Stacy.
Stacy. Well, let's see what we're getting for you, Stacy. DC, what do you have for Stacy?
I'm sorry?
I was asking DC what messages she's getting for you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, good morning, Stacy. This is
good
DC.
Morning.
Thank you for calling again.
Thank
you. We're very
you.
Happy
How
to have you?
You
join us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey,
happy to be on the show.
I have a beautiful goddess coming forward, Stacy, and her name is Bast, B-A-S-T.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about your independence. You know, it's going to be a foundation of your strength and your success.
Okay.
And you've got to give yourself permission to play and make sure that you make your own decisions.
Yes.
I don't know, do you have any cats or do you like cats? Because Bast is a beautiful goddess that resonates with cats.
Okay.
So do you yourself have any animals?
I don't have any animals, but I'm definitely thinking about buying a dog when I move.
Okay. Well, this is a beautiful Egyptian goddess, and she transforms into a cat every night. And she protects everyone that comes upon her with her all-seeing night vision. And she's got beautiful cat-like traits, and she's graceful, she's playful, she's intuitive, she's independent. Okay, and she's here to be with you. And she's both a moon and a sun goddess.
Okay.
Okay, and she's going to help you to really make your own decisions, okay?
Oh, that will be awesome. Yes, thank you.
Okay, and what I'm getting is, you know, you are watched over. I see so many angels watching over you, so please feel safe. Just enjoy your life and know that your loved ones and all of heaven is certainly watching over you. I sort of feel like you're on guard a little bit.
You're on guard, you're not to the fullest, okay? Yes. No, it's something that I'm trying to, you know what it is? I'm just kind of worried about a school issue. I'm not really worried. I'm just putting, like, everything together now. So that's the only thing that I'm on. Maybe you're picking up things that, I mean, you might be picking up feelings that I have in regards to a school issue. Normally, I'm not on guard most of the time when I'm relaxed.
Okay. Well, you've got to, you know what? You've got to stay in the present moment, son.
Yes.
Stay in the here.
Okay.
Now, stand this, okay? Because I'm sort of feeling like, you know, you're projecting yourself too far into the future. And when you do it, you're missing out on so much of life that's happening right now. Okay?
That's
so
a
no
bad
matter
habit
what's going on,
mm-hmm.
enjoy the day. Enjoy the blessings that each day brings. And you're going to continually find fulfillment. So try to stay in the here. Try to stay in the now and count your blessings every day, whether they're small or whether they're large, because when you do, you're going to see that new gifts from God come your way continually.
Okay?
So it's just, you know, it's a reminder of the power of gratitude, okay? When we're grateful and everything, it shifts our focus from what's wrong to what's right, okay? And then it helps, like I said, to, you know, not overlook our blessings and to really open doors so that more blessings can come our way as well. Okay? And when I'm saying that, you know, the angels are saying new blessings are entering your life, and they're answers to your prayers. Okay?
All right.
Whatever you're most passionate about, that's the direction that you should go in. Okay?
Okay.
Whatever it is, you know, where your interests lie, what you enjoy doing, what is it that really resonates with your soul? You know, this is where you're going to make a positive difference in the world. When you connect with your passion, you know, and you're going to get the motivation to really go forward, okay? Be enthusiastic.
Okay.
The angels are standing behind you, and they want you to shine brightly, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, let others around know about what you're dreaming about, what your goals are, your hopes, your aspirations. And as you tell others, you know, everything that you feel within, smile. And then, you become your authentic self. And it's as if, like, heaven is, you know, joining you with this, and people feel your beautiful enthusiasm. And as I say this, I see they're showing me that you have so many beautiful, unlimited ideas within you, okay?
Yes.
And these ideas are guaranteed to bring you the blessings that you so deserve.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do right now is just, when you get that divine guidance, just follow it, and you're going to see that everything has come to fruition for you, okay?
All right, okay. I like it.
And getting, They're showing me, hon, that you're going to be successful, and there actually may be someone that's going to come in and give you some funding to help you to be who you want to be. I'm getting material, you know, monetary funding is coming your way as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so
sounds
if you're worried
awesome.
About money, but make
I'm,
sure
I'm,
that,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
make sure that you take care of you first. Like whenever you get a paycheck, you know, put a little aside just for you. And this says, you know what, I believe in myself, I honor myself, and it keeps, you know, it keeps the door for blessings, you know, to continue to be open for you. Okay, and it says, you know what, I'm worthy, and I too deserve abundance, prosperity, and peace, because you are a co-creator, you know, of your financial dreams. And
yes.
you expect nothing less from yourself than you do from others, so you always have to pay yourself first. So
okay.
take a little bit of money, you know, even if it's 10%, mm-hmm. take a little bit of money and treat yourself to something that you really want it. And
okay.
it just, you know, it just cycle going. But you've got to focus on your priorities. And, you know, when you focus on your priorities, you're not going to have that anxiety, you know, within. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's okay. All right. All right.
Even
that's
if
where
it's
it comes from.
Yeah. Even if it's like 30 minutes or whatever,
mm-hmm.
don't let your ego draft you because you have a divine destiny. It's waiting for you, okay?
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
And help you to align your actions with your beliefs. And then you're going to be able to walk your talk, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to see how, you know, like even like I said, even if it's only 30 minutes, you're going
okay.
to accomplish so much, okay? That's what
All
I
right.
have for you, and I'm going to turn it over to Barbara, hon. God bless.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, Stacy, here's what Jesus wants to say. My beloved one, you already know so much about how wonderful you are.
Yes.
We see the light in you, and you recognize the light in you. We do want you to spend time every day telling yourself how much you love you, how wonderful you
okay.
are, how you deserve the good things that you deserve in your life. And when you are doing this, make sure you are mentioning your name. Say,
okay,
Stacy, yes. I love you.
Okay.
Make sure that you recognize that you are talking to you about
mm-hmm.
you,
yes.
about the wonderful aspects of you.
Mm-hmm.
And before you begin this, invite all of those divine beings who are part of your life to come and be a part of your expression of love
mm-hmm.
for you. Because in those moments, you will be radiating love. And they will radiate love back to you. So
uh-huh.
whatever you are giving out, you will be getting back so much more than you
uh-huh.
have given.
Okay.
This is what people often don't understand about how the law of attraction works.
Mm-hmm.
When you are radiating love, then your team, your loved ones who've passed over, everyone who is with you, and everyone has many, many beings who are with them, are sending you back that love. This is how we make the world a more loving place. We start with ourselves.
Yes.
When you love yourself, then that opens your heart. And you find yourself loving more and more. We see beautiful, beautiful things coming into your life.
Awesome.
Because
okay.
you are open to them. You are willing to
Definitely,
accept
yeah.
them.
Mm-hmm.
You are recognizing the truth of you. And there is no limit to how wonderful your life can be.
Yes.
So remember, you are a creator.
Okay.
Create the life
Definitely.
That you truly desire. Allow yourself
okay.
to be blessed. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. We love
Thank
you.
You. I love you too. Thank you, ladies, so much.
You are welcome, and have a wonderful, magical day with lots of fun, okay?
Okay, I will. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, DC, we've come to the end of the show. Yay.
I'm hearing Joan Rivers. She's just saying that, I guess that's a word to say, you know, like to for happy life cycles and stuff and events and everything. So she's saying mazel tov to everybody.
Well, wonderful.
She said that's a milestone. Yeah, it's a milestone for us. We, you know, we did another show, so she's saying mazel tov. Oh, goodness.
Oh, well, great. Well, it was a great pleasure to do this show with Joan and the gang.
Yes,
they're
the gang.
In my head.
Started off with Jesus,
laughing.
And now we've got, as Ginger would say, JC and the gang. We've got a whole gang with us.
All right, everybody. We will be back tomorrow with Get Answers to Life's Questions. And we will be back next Tuesday with another Morning with Jesus. So feel free to join us. And remember, if you decide you want the Healing with Jesus or to do the automatic writing, go to divinelyguidedhealing.com. And that's also where you can make the donation so you can get the eye reading from DC. And I can't tell you strongly enough how wonderful those eye readings are. It really does change your life. All right. So we're done for today. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Have a great day.